With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you or someone you know is suffering from an addiction, help is available and recovery is possible at the New England Recovery Center. Please call us today at 877-MY-REHAB. Wishing you a safe and healthy holiday season.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The destination for Boston sports fans.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
It is a Bruins Thursday at WEEI, and Bruins Thursday is presented by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh since 1860. We will be joined by Mike Milbury in about 20 or 25 minutes on Bruins Thursday. Razor with Gresham Keefe at around 11:10 or so, and Jack Edwards at 4. By the way, Curtis, a texter suggested during the break that you are not only a member of AAA, but also AA.
Hey, yes. Sobriety.
Speaking of that, based on a conversation that went on during the break, somebody in the room may need some counseling from you.
From me?
Yeah.
Oh, who's having a drinking problem?
Oh, no. Miss Dry January is about to give it up.
Oh, is Courtney going dry this month?
I think that it ends tonight for me.
So it wasn't a dry January. It's like a half. It's a little bit more than a half of January.
Well, I was thinking about
these people, they get so. I tried it a few years ago, and then the Patriots ended up getting in the Super Bowl, and it was in Atlanta, and it was all over. But yep. I mean, I guess you get points for trying.
It was 20 days. That's 20, a long time.
So it's a dry 20 days.
I was thinking about it, and I said in 5 years when I look back on our tasting weekend, hopefully I only do this once in my life. Mm-hmm. So will I really be like proud of myself that I just didn't indulge this weekend?
You know what that means, right? We got to hit our button. The fraud alert button.
Fraudulent.
Why not just say I'm going to do a dry week in January?
Because that doesn't really do anything.
I can't give you credit for a dry January.
Yeah, I'm not asking for credit. Right, I did 20 days and.
But see, you start us off on like people like it's like you know how it is. Everybody got to tell us.
It's a flex.
Yes.
There's a lot of dry January flexors. Right. That's what bothers you.
Yeah, you're clout chasing. It's like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm going to start my New Year's resolution dry January. I'm not eating pork for the next, month, whatever it is, right? And then you get 2 weeks in and you're like, oh, man.
Well, I mean, it makes you feel any better. I spent my lifetime telling people around me I stopped drinking. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't always work. But I think this has more to do with who's been promoted than it does your tasting weekend.
Mm.
I think you're drinking because of concern of what Ken's going to do.
Maybe.
As the new czar of EI.
Good point. Wiggy just suggested a new thing, which is no pork January.
That's no. Nope. I love me some bacon.
This is Tom from Rehoboth. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on?
So you bring up Ken. So congratulations to Ken. But
yes.
Did I hear you, Greg, call him King Laird the other day?
A caller suggested that should be what he's referred to.
Yeah.
Now, I guess.
Yeah, so I think that should be his new nickname. And I think, you know, because his feistiness with Chris and you guys, and he has some pretty valid opinions sometimes, you should have like a go to the, you know, a bat phone, a king phone, where you can just ring him up in the office and settle disputes or chime in.
Yes.
Like, go to the king phone.
All right, no. So every once in a while, in his new role as operations manager, he would still, we would be able to get him to weigh in on topics.
Right.
I have proposed to Curtis.
I think that'd be important.
I'm in favor of that.
I ran by Curtis. Curtis is a great idea, man. I ran my idea to have an Ask the Manager podcast where I have a guest on from time to time from the station to explore station events or issues.
I like that. I think that's it. Why don't we have an Ask the Manager segment on this show with you?
Okay, well,
that would be even better, like once a month.
Right. Yes.
Hosted by Corporate Ken. I like
love it.
Yes.
I do bring the ratings.
Ask the Manager. I think that's a good idea. We should do that.
That's why I'm being resigned away from
Odyssey,
the program.
Odyssey also announcing an unbelievable podcast coming to the platform with Dumois, that Instagram account I talk about all the time.
Who's Dumois?
It's like a gossip Instagram account. They are now going, I don't know, we don't know Dumois? Who Dumois is, if it's a guy or a girl or a they. Yes, they are going to do a podcast with Odyssey, and it was announced yesterday.
Oh, nobody knows who Dumois is?
Correct, so because then the sources would stop.
So it's like how Curtis is Q?
JFK Jr. is going to be at that Dealey Plaza.
The grassy knoll, noon today.
So is there a host of the podcast?
Dumois
will be the host.
But is
Dumois.
Are they behind like a curtain? You can't see them?
I'm guessing it's not a video component, but...
It's a podcast. You can't
some podcasts are filmed.
I think podcasts are filmed.
No. That would be, isn't that called like a vodcast or something? They have some word for it. It's not a, the podcast is audio.
Well, don't we do a radio show? That's on Twitch every day?
Yeah, but that's a different thing. That's on Twitch.
Yeah, but most podcast people, when you think of podcasts, find me one podcast that doesn't have video connected to it.
I guess that's a good point. Yeah. Rogan is, I guess you make a good
point. The Jamie Lynn Spears interview, that was on video.
Yeah,
whatever. Caller Daddy, I Am Athlete. $1 million worth of game.
Ken, have you figured out what your hours will be in your new role?
I'm not going to box myself into hours. Well, I got to get the job done.
I feel like the early bird gets the worm. Mm-hmm. I mean, what time will you be Zooming work, or will you be here? Are you going to work virtual some days?
I'm not.
What
set
time
anything?
Do you find yourself getting in the office? 8 a.m.
If you need me here at 5, I'll be here at 5.
Here at 5.
What time do you wake up right now?
2:45.
Okay. Do you think your body will just automatically continue to do that?
For a little while, yeah. I can't sleep past like 5.
Ooh.
And then will you stick around late? Or you want to be the last person to leave? Shut the lights off? I mean, that's kind of what the role of the manager
Philo,
is.
Philo, first in, last out.
I feel like you're on call.
That's how I live my life.
You're on call.
My experience at WEEI has been that the program director comes in, stands by the door, makes a really awkward, poorly timed joke, then speaks to the host about nonsense, and then sharpens pencils the rest of the day.
I'll tell you one thing. Curtis will stay till at least 11. That is a mandate. At
no,
least
you.
11 every day.
Nope. No, thank you.
Oh, Ken. Congrats, Ken.
Thank you, Wakes.
I like the Ask the Manager thing. And
me too.
Hosted by Corporate Ken.
Yeah, I think that'll be good.
Can I ask anything?
Oh, you can ask anything.
By the way, Greg, this morning... Ken pops in here and he just goes, "Great show. Love the energy." And I was like, "Okay, you are officially the program director."
I sent him out a text last night. Great show.
Loving the vibe.
That is one that's one thing that the morning show gets right is the program directors, the managers are always like, "Great show today."
Oh,
great show.
Excellent stuff. And then he walks into a meeting, he's like, "Okay, we got a clean house."
This is Nathan. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it. What's up, Nathan?
So I have two questions. Can the Patriots put a non-exclusive franchise tag or something like that on J.C. Jackson, where it gives him the chance to kind of shop himself, but us to give a chance to, like, either get a pick or get something for him if he goes, or us the last chance to buy him back? And my second thing was, we need a nose tackle. We need a Vince Wilfork for the defensive line to stop the run. I wanted to know if the nose tackle exists anymore or if it's just outdated.
So, Wiggy, what is your guess about J.C. Jackson?
You have to franchise them if they want, and that's going to cost them about $17 million to do that. Now, they could put the transition tag on him. And I think the transition tag, I'm not 100% sure, but I have to look at
it. Any chance that Bill is willing to do a Gilmore-like deal with him?
Here's what you're going to, if you want.
You mean trade him in the middle of the playoff run?
No.
Or you mean sign him to a new deal?
Yeah, sign him to a new deal.
You're going to have to pay him
$20
million a year. You're going to have to guarantee him somewhere between $90 and $100 million. Because that's what the top-ranked cornerbacks are making. The highest-paid cornerback in the league is Jalen Ramsey. And then it's the kid Marshawn Lattimore. But those guys are all around $19 million a year. And guaranteed money, they were somewhere around $85 million. He's going to want more than that. Because of his production, the guy for the past couple of years has, you know, been tops in the NFL when it comes to interceptions, and his quarterback rating is ridiculous. Like, so quarterbacks are not throwing on this guy. Mm-hmm. So it's going to cost you a lot of money. And is Bill willing to do that?
And if you're Bill, you say yes, he's worth it. Do it.
Do you?
That's what.
Or does Bill go? No, I think Bill goes, you know what? We'll find the next guy.
We'll find the next guy.
Like we did with Malcolm Butler, with you, J.C. Jackson, and then we'll find the next guy with J.C. Jackson. Mm. Stephon Gilmore was already, you know, it's interesting because he was a proven commodity, and he was, I believe he was a first-round draft pick. He was a draft pick where J.C. Jackson's undrafted, very similar to Malcolm Butler, and he's gonna be demanding a lot. If I'm his agent, I'm like, dude, this is your time to strike. You're an undrafted guy. You know what? Go get it.
So say goodbye is basically what you're saying.
Yep, go to the highest bidder.
But your guess is that Bill does not want to do a long-term deal with him. So maybe you franchise, and then you end up with him being gruntled.
Yeah, or you can somehow trade him.
And trade is what they should do.
Right. I would say yes. But then we seen Bill spend, the most money he's ever spent in free agency last year.
$150 million.
So I don't know if that's the same.
How did that work out?
I would say besides Hunter Henry and Matthew Judon, it was okay, right? But, I mean, it's a different Bill. And what Bill's got to be knowing going into this season, into this offseason, can we compete with those teams? And we have to make real change. You need two legitimate wide receivers. Where you get those guys from, whether it's free agency, and then you got to figure out, okay, who are legitimate free agents? Are you going back to the Walmart DVD bargain bin to get wide receivers? No, I'm dead ass. Or are you saying, you know what?
Well, what about the draft and develop route?
All right, so you might be able to get, like, let's take the two Alabama wide receivers, right? the Mechie kid and the Williams kid. Both of those kids are coming off of knee injuries, so that might make them to slide a little bit in the draft. Do you have confidence Bill can draft a wide receiver or the right wide receiver?
Did a great job drafting a quarterback.
But no, seriously.
See, Wiggy will not. He refuses to acknowledge
just
it.
Nothing.
But everybody tells me.
Back to his lead this morning.
No. Mm-hmm. But everybody tells me Mac Jones is going to need that guy. Mm-hmm. So can you gamble on maybe giving Mac Jones another N'Keal Harry? Can you gamble on that? Or are you going to get one of these guys going to turn into a Jalen Waddle, a Devontae Smith,
Jamar Chase,
Debo Samuel.
Oh, what about N'Keal Harry for Ken's role? Did we discuss? What do you think
about
that?
Cam Newton
for Cam's
for
role?
My role?
For Ken's role?
Ooh,
yeah.
It's Kurt Doggy.
Oh, yeah.
That would be pretty.
Mega mind.
Yeah.
You have to teach him how to hit the buttons.
What would you have to pay Cam Newton?
$7.50 an hour.
I'm gonna call him Mega Mind.
I got paid from Carolina.
I'm back. Will that live in infamy?
What?
The I'm back. And then he got benched in every other game.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to him this offseason.
What a dumpster fire. Holy
he ends
cow.
Up there again?
I don't think so.
You think somebody else,
you think
we'll
somebody
take him?
Else picks him up?
I think he signed with YouTube full
time.
Yeah,
I don't. Because Matt Rhule was kind of like on the hot seat, so he's going to need a quarterback. It's going to be big for him to try to figure out and pull something off. If not, he's going to be out after next season. So.
Okay.
But, Wiggy, in all sincerity, don't you think that this J.C. Jackson is a total guy that's going to get paid by the Raiders, and he's going to be mediocre for the next 3 years. I don't see Belichick giving him a long-term deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's so much money. Right. And is he going to pay him $20 million a year?
He did with Gilmore.
He did. He did. And J.C.
That may have been his best free agent signing ever, that Gilmore signing.
And J.C. Jackson.
Best ever?
Belichick's best free agent signing, I believe, was Stephon Gilmore. Who Maybe Rodney Harrison. That might be, that's probably better. But in the last 10, 15
Randy
years.
Randy Moss?
No, trade.
Oh, it was trade.
Yeah. What's-his-face was pretty good, too.
Tom Brady.
Darrell Revis. I mean, I know it was
Darrell Revis was a busto for 1 year. He wasn't
He was a big part of helping you win a Super Bowl.
I don't think he was that big of a part.
But, I you know, as far as the J.C. Jackson thing, that to me is your biggest offseason. Because I think this kid can play. I think he's a lockdown corner in the league, and you don't find many of those.
All right. Mike Milbury coming up right now. Cannon, what is trending?
Maloney and Fourier, weekdays 2 to 6.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Visit the 99 restaurant every Sunday, Football Frenzy. Great dining deals like $5.99 full-size apps, 59-cent bone-in wings at the 99, always the real deal. Bruins will go with Linus tonight, Bruins and the Caps. And the NHL has announced new schedules, dates and times for 9 different Bruins games. It's so complicated, basically just go and check it out on the web somewhere. Then you can see what has moved where.
Will it be the responsibility of your replacement to handle trending?
Boy, great question. I think that's for discussion after the show by all of us.
Okay.
I think Courtney would do a great job trending, personally.
I would love to trend.
You would?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
You'd like to trend?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Trending's not that hard.
Yeah.
It's not like it's hard to do.
Well, it's not that hard. You're diminishing the effort put forth for 6 years by Ken Laird.
Yeah, I would agree with that, though. It's
not that hard.
Ken just sent a meeting. Wiggy and Ken, 10:30.
Sorry, but is it hard to do trending? Update
Zoom meeting. Zoom meeting, by the way, because Ken will be on his way home.
And please be prompt.
I almost think that you could.
Run a trending course periodically through the month.
You brought train up. People up you in brought up Maria from Watertown.
Maria from Watertown. I want her to try to replace Ken.
Well, see, replacing Ken is going to be harder when it comes to hitting all the buttons. But trending, you could almost have a separate person that's all they do is trending, and let that be to the public.
You're talking about adding a whole another role?
Jeez, money bags.
How many people do you need on this show?
Well, right? I mean, trending is not that difficult to do. So, and then, you just bring somebody with a little bit of flair.
Oh, he just denied your vacation request.
Spaz has done trending before.
it was an epic failure.
Yes.
Can he read?
Stop.
He has some issues when it comes to reading.
Oh, okay.
But, I watched this game. I stayed up late. Absolutely crushed the Saints, 31-36.
And that was the wrong team. Celtics 2-9 last night, 111-102 to Charlotte. Hanging around is the 10 seed right now. Your C's, dead 500, 23-23. They do get a reprieve with Portland tomorrow night. They should win that one, Wiggs, but good.
Didn't Charlotte look like the much better team than them
last
night?
They were hungry.
Time?
Yeah. They're actually a decent team.
Yeah,
Terry, yeah, maybe they missed Terry. And the Bills released a video compilation, mic'd up players, including Jordan Poyer, laying into New England, profanity-laced, Greg, including the phrase, end of an era.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think Belichick feels about that?
I don't know. You think he cares?
I think he cares. I think he plays that in the facility all next year. Look what happened to you last year.
Maybe.
And we talked earlier in the show about the new documentary, 30 for 30, coming up without Jermaine Wiggins, February 6th, the Tuck Rule Game. How is Wiggy not in that?
I don't understand it. I think that was an edict from Tom Brady. He didn't want Wiggy a part
of
it.
Come on, Tom.
But Curtis had an interesting question earlier. Have you reached the point of oversaturation when it comes to Tom Brady video pieces, whether it be Man in the Arena or 30 for 30 or what have you. You have surprisingly reached that point. You're sick of it, right?
I mean, I'll definitely watch the final Man in the Arena when he talks about retiring. That will come out in the spring. Yes. But this one, it's like, what remains unsaid about the snowball? We know the Raiders thought it was a bad call. Shocker. We know the Patriots liked it, and they won a Super Bowl.
Did you tell me yesterday that you believe Ninko to be on board with the Tom Brady retirement this year?
This is unbelievable. I am not getting nearly enough credit for being the first on this. Uh-huh. I mean, a week or two ago, you were like, you're crazy, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Texas was like, oh, Curtis back on the sauce.
Yep, I still think you're crazy. I don't think Tom's retired.
What did Ninko say that makes you think he
said this yesterday. He said he believes he could be done this year.
Is there any chance this winds up being Brady's last game? Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if Tom decided to just kind of walk away and do, you know, whatever he wants to do. Because, listen, right now he's in bonus time. How many 44-year-old quarterbacks have we seen throw for the amount of yards and touchdowns? And he'll be 45 in August. So, you know, when you feel content with your career and everything that you've done, you can kind of say, all right, I'm going to walk off on my own 2 feet.
But does he have to win it this year in order to be done?
No. I think odds are they lose Sunday, and it's his final game.
See, I'd be shocked. That, like, if he retired, I would absolutely be shocked because of the level he is playing at.
Do you think the fact that Bill didn't go far in the playoffs weighs into Tom's decision?
Yep. 2-0 against Bill since he left. And one thing that I am concerned about, though, is that Rob Ninkovich could not have been more wrong about the Colts game. So I don't think I buy his predictions anymore because he was
the first on the cam, though, right?
Yeah, he was.
That's what's trending now on a Bruins Thursday, Hill Dog, with Mike Milbury on the way.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. And now,
what are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. They take the work out of your work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
What are we doing?
What? Time now for Curtis's new segment on this show, What Are We Doing?
Look at this. 2022 is coming up, Curtis. Mm-hmm. A sponsor for this awesome segment that has got the region talking. So thank you to AAA Work Trucks.
Did they actually pay for it, or were they given it? Do you have any idea? I mean, I'm sure
business is booming here.
Okay, all right, all right.
So go ahead.
What are we doing?
What Curtis? Are we doing takes us to a poll. So this is a poll of registered, I'm sorry, this is a survey of 1,000 likely U.S. voters conducted on January 5th, 2022. 59% of Democrat voters support placing those that are not vaccinated under house arrest, according to this poll.
You're kidding me.
Nearly 60% of Democrats think you should be in jail in your home.
House arrest?
House arrest.
I saw your poll.
That seems a bit extreme.
And I would sure these people, not to say these people, but these people elect attorney generals that have decriminalized shoplifting and assault and battery. But you're allowed to go and steal and beat people up. But if you're unvaccinated, you can't leave your house. What are we doing?
What are we doing? And you're saying that as a vaccinated person.
I am triple vaxxed.
Triple vaxxed.
I can't wait to get the quadruple vax. Jeez, maybe it'll fix me.
I'm not sure that we ought to be arresting people for that. I don't.
But that is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So where are we living, man?
A bracelet or
something? Oh, I would hope. Maybe.
Scarlet A.
Yep. Yeah. You're going to have to get a big tattoo on your face.
Right. Michelle Wu would have the people on the bikes making sure, going through the neighborhoods, making sure nobody left their crib.
I'm telling you, we are getting closer and closer to a Handmaid's Tale situation.
You love that show.
Oh, I love it, but it scares me.
It does?
Yeah, I mean, I'm able to, because I think some people find it, you know, really, if you tell people that it's your favorite show, they're like, oh, how could you watch that? Like, clutching their pearls. Why? I'm able.
Yeah, what's the big deal about
because
it?
Because people find it hard to watch because there is a lot of sexual abuse and, you know, so on and so forth. The way that women are treated in it is terrible. Mm-hmm. But I am able to separate real life from TV. Mm-hmm. But the lines are starting to get a little blurred.
Well, I mean, it is. It's interesting to me that there are that many people who think you should be locked down under house arrest for
it's
that.
It's crazy, man. I'm telling you, violence is just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You start telling people they can't leave their houses, oh, forget about it.
Yep.
We are on one right now.
Yes, we are.
Well, I'll tell you one person who would not agree, and that would be the woman who we heard from during my lead from the North End. Who has worked at La Familia for 62 years.
People want to go out. As soon as you ask for ID, you're looking for trouble. We're talking 2 or 3 miles. They don't get bothered. So what's the issue in Boston that you got to actually ask people for ID? Mm. Are we criminals now? What's next?
What's next?
I'm willing to bet you if everybody was vaccinated, there would still be issues.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Yeah, I think there would.
Well, I went to 2 restaurants over the weekend, and both places asked for my vax card. And you know that it's coming. You still forget. And then I'm always, like, holding my phone, my ID already, and now trying to pull that up.
But I don't, like, please somebody explain this to me. Maybe, you know, Michelle Wu, who seems like that she might be a lot smarter than I am, or at least she brags to be. If you are checking people to be vaccinated when they go in the restaurant, why then do you need a mask mandate for restaurants?
Dude, please, like, just get the vaccine.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just an abundance of caution. I asked this about the plane coming back from the Bahamas.
Yes.
Because you have to take a test within 24 hours to get on the plane.
Right.
So you would think that if everybody's taking a test, then it would be okay to lift your mask up or
then
whatever.
Then they'll hit you with the incubation period. Well,
something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't ask these questions anymore.
Don't leave your home, you unvaccinated psycho.
Yes. I mean, I just kind of go along.
That's it.
Go with the flow.
Did you have to wear masks everywhere at the Atlantis?
They did, yes. Except in the pool
to wear a t-shirt at the pool. I don't know why you were doing that.
When you're walking around.
What about at the casino when you're sitting?
No, you don't. Yes, you do. When you're gambling. All right. Curtis, thank you. That is Curtis's new segment, What Are We Doing? And right now, it is time for this.
Bruins Thursday on WEEI.
That's the reason Boston fans get skittish.
And it's time for the most feared hockey analyst in America.
That's a good hamburger, but it's not steak.
Former Beast defenseman and head coach Mike Melberry.
They're a freaking mess. You make a comment about the great one and not be 100% positive. I needed a cup of coffee, to be honest with you.
Right now on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Mike Milbury is brought to you this week by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh since 1860, and by the Wiseman straight bourbon whiskey from Kentucky Owl. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Wait, this is sponsored by a whiskey company?
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. Are you
all right? I'm proud of that.
Would you be a bourbon or a rye? Would you be a rye guy or a bourbon guy?
No, I'm really just a Jameson guy.
Right. Well, we just lost that sponsor. Thanks, Mike.
Wait till you try the Wiseman.
Can you act like you act like
I would try the bourbon, of course, but anyway.
I'm
listening to your anti-vax stuff. Did you read about the guy that went into a pizzeria or Gina and wouldn't wear a mask and
yes.
talk to the manager?
Yeah, we were just, that's what that audio that we just played from that woman was about this guy who got violent in the North End said he was from the neighborhood and that he didn't need to wear a mask. So it's unfortunate.
Maybe just the hood, right? No, I mean, I don't really like wearing a mask at all. I was in Florida last week and nobody wears a mask.
Yeah.
They don't care right. what happens in Florida. It's a relief.
Well,
this guy going in to get a pizza, you think for 5 minutes you could strap on a mask and, chin diaper and get it over with. But I guess he was, he was too hungry to do that apparently.
What part of Florida did you go to?
My sister and two brothers are in Delray, so I managed to snag one of their spare rooms and stayed for a week and had a great time. I mean, T-shirts and shorts every day. What the hell are we doing living here now?
I know.
Yeah. And no
great,
mask.
Great question. Great question.
Wide open.
Well, Wiggy and I and Ken and Curtis and Courtney were talking earlier about Tuukka and about the goalie situation, and I wanted to ask you, first of all, is this the way it's going to go where they are there's essentially no number one goaltender, they're going to platoon? And if so, is that an issue, you think, for this team?
No, it's not an issue. It's been a trend for the last, 10 or so years, maybe more, to use both goalies pretty, not equally, but maybe 60-40 in the regular season. And then you basically ride a number one goaltender in the postseason. And I think that's what will happen. I mean, you might find time for the second goaltender in the postseason if it gets to be a really crammed schedule. But the reason for the split 60-40 is to make sure you get your number one guy ready. He gets enough games, and he's fresh enough to go through hopefully a long playoff run.
Mike, but usually when they do that, right, there already is a number one. And I personally believe that the number one goalie is Tuukka. You don't bring back a Vezina winner to say, okay, you have to compete to get your job back when you've kind of proven that you could bring us to a Stanley Cup. You're a Stanley Cup caliber goalie. I get that feeling. Do you get the feeling that, like, Tuukka is viewed as, all right, we want you to be the number one?
Without a shadow of a doubt, he's the number one goaltender unless he loses it. I mean, games like he had a couple of nights ago are ways to lose your number one status, but I don't think that's going to happen often. I mean, they had a hell of a game against Nashville. There were 90 hits in the game. They banged each other up, and then they just laid an egg against Carolina. Or you could view it as this is a team, Carolina, that's cream of the crop and they're going to have to get through it, and it could be a signpost for the Bruins. But I just looked at it as a sort of a drop off after the Nashville game where they really they poured their heart and soul into it and they were a little beat up.
So when it comes to Tuukka knocking the rust off, how long should he be given? Like how long does that take?
There's no set answer to that, but I'd say it's going to take it's going to take 6 weeks, couple months. He wasn't out that long, and you know, it wasn't that serious a surgery, so I think he should be able to get back on track pretty quickly. And I'd say by playoff time, he should be ready to go, and I think they'll ride him.
Mike, when you look at February and that 2 weeks that they were supposed to have a break, now they've got six games, four on the road, two in Ottawa. Does that worry you at all when you look at this team? Obviously, they've been playing well except for that last game, but tiredness-wise, is that going to come into effect, especially when you look at the end of this team season when they have such a packed schedule?
It's brutal. There's no question about it, but they had to, you know, they postponed the games, and they don't want to lose a penny of revenue. God forbid that Jerry Jacobs wouldn't be less than a billionaire plus. But, I mean, it is what it is. Everybody's going to face the same problems in terms of scheduling. Maybe not quite as severe as the Bruins. But they were going to put him in someplace. And probably it's actually a good thing that the Bruins don't have to send guys to the Olympics, because it does open up a 2 or 3 week window so they can space these games a little more equitably and get them in. But there's no doubt that they have a steep hill to climb in the last 2 months of the season, and it's not going to give them a leg up when it comes to playoff performance.
Mike, this is kind of like a two-part question. With the trade deadline being almost 2 months...
Don't confuse me, Wiggy.
No, it's very simple. With the trade deadline being about 2 months away, what do you think they go after, a defenseman or a forward? And do you think there's any communication that they might be having with David Krejci, very Ooh, similar to kind question. Of the Tuukka Rask situation? Like, hey, you can come back whenever you like.
I would say that answers a lot of their questions. We started talking about the Bruins way back when, and the biggest issue I had, I think we all recognize, was the number two spot at center. And Charlie Coyle has got his 8 goals, and he's a strong player and a good player and a third-line centerman, and I love him for that role. But the Bruins still have a massive hole in the second line, and Krejci would fill that role. If they can, if I were them, and I know he's still got some time left. I mean, there's not a lot of time left on his tires, but I think there's time, and he would fill a role with a quick Taylor Hall and a Pastrnak who adores Krejci. That would just fill a whole bunch of holes in my mind. And so I would say I'd be looking for a defenseman at this point. I would be looking for a solid defenseman that could play with a little physicality, and I think that would be my number one priority at this point of the season.
Hey, Mike, Linus Allmark has the no-trade protection. But is there any chance
how the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell? But could they convince him to waive it? Did you ever, like, try to convince a player to just accept that we don't want you anymore and you got to remove that and we're going to deal you somewhere?
Well, I never really had to deal with the no-trade, no-movement clauses. They just didn't happen until the last decade or so. And I was out of the GM position at that point. But I think clearly, if you want Swayman to be in your future, that at some point, either now or in the off season, I mean, look at Edmonton. God, could they use a goaltender? I don't know if Olmark answers their questions, but I mean, they can't get it straight. They got two of the best players in the world, and they can't get out of their own way. They've lost a whole basketful of games in the last little while, mostly because their goaltending sucks. So I think that's an option. I don't know where Olmark is. I don't know the guy at all, where his head is at, but I'd be thinking that way. But it's really a problem they've created themselves, the Bruins.
Wasn't that the Petro deal you did, essentially a no-trade deal? Well, I think he's still being paid on that currently.
Oh, wow.
Don't be an ass. I did not give that guy the deal. You have to. Someday we'll talk about the ownership situation on Long Island.
Okay.
Charles Wong came in and said he wanted to give DiPietro a 12-year deal, and I said, "You're nuts."
I think
I'm going to make it a 14-year deal.
I think he's making $47 million this year. I think
he's living in Winthrop, too.
Well, Mike, I hope you understand that Greg has the EEI DPHR deal. So, I had an honest question. Who was the biggest tool, GM, that you had to deal with that you felt like was below board, like he was lying to you? Who was the worst person you negotiated trades with in your time in the NHL?
Wow. Give me a week and let me think about that.
All right, good tease.
Ask me that question next week. It's a good question because there were some guys that were truly liars in the business. And I guess that's what they were doing their job for. They were trying to do the best for their team. But when you're trying to make a deal, as a general manager, I thought it was important to be somewhat honest with each other. And maybe not put all your cards on the table, but, you know, the best deals are the ones where both guys make out okay and you can walk away happy. Nobody gets embarrassed. But, you know, obviously there are deals where you get lucky. I mean, I had a deal once with Toronto, Cliff Fletcher. And the team had – it was my first year with the New York Islanders. And the owners came in and said, you've got to cut the payroll 25% in the next month. Oh, thanks. That's a nice deal. So I had to trade Wendell Clark and Matthew Schneider, our best forward and our best defenseman. And I got Toronto's number one pick and Kenny Onsen, who turned out to be a terrific defenseman for us, and the goaltender turned out to be Roberto Luongo. So sometimes out of a pile of mud, you can make some magic, but it's a dangerous game you play, and trying to get a guy to deal with it's honest and fair anyway, at least fair, is important as a general manager. But there are some sleazebags out there, and I'll think about that for a week and get back to you.
All right.
Well, from the sleazebags to the good guys, I'm sure you talked about it on Fight Club, but Willie O'Ree and the game the other night for him, what did he mean to you and your career?
Honestly, Willie was way before my time.
Right.
I'm happy for him that he managed a moment in the sun for himself. I mean, I think he played, you know, not a lot of games, but he broke a barrier that needed to be broken. And I've had the chance to meet him. Really nice guy, really down-to-earth, honest guy. I think you guys have probably seen the interviews with him. And, you know, he's well-spoken and a great representative for the league and for black players, and it was a special moment for him. I'm sorry that he couldn't actually be in person at the event because of this pandemic BS, but it is what it is. But it was a good night, good day for Willie, and I'm sure he'll never forget it.
All right, Mike, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you again next week.
Good stuff.
Okay, I got a week, and I'll think about that question.
All right. You get back to Curtis about that. Mike Milbury, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The
Thursday, and that means Andrew Raycroft just after 11 with Gresh and Keith, and Jack Edwards this afternoon with Lou and Christian at 4. This is Mike from the North Shore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Good morning. I just wanted to give a not often given but well-deserved kudos and high five to Curtis for the question there, closing out the segment with Mike. That was a great question, and you don't get – I love that back of the office type information. And it was just awesome. Good question, yeah. And you asked the right guy because you got me going for a week. I'll be hanging. You teased me good, Curtis.
You're suggesting that that was a week-long tease by Chris Curtis. That's what you're suggesting. You're going to think about that every day and night for the next 7 days.
Possibly. It's a great little key. It'll keep you going.
Yeah. Mike, thank you. Very, very nice call.
Well, you need to know it doesn't matter. I learned earlier from Ken that the listeners don't matter and the Twitchers don't matter. It's really just about what Ken thinks.
Just the opposite, Craig.
Huh?
Just the opposite.
You're
making it harder on the Twitchers. I'm making it easier.
Didn't you suggest that the audience essentially was dumb?
Nope. Not at all. In fact, they're smart. If they go to Twitch, they'll find out how to follow WEEI without you giving a .//
I remember at one point on the show you took some sort of a backhanded shot at the WAAF listeners.
Well, not all of them, but some of them that call have terrible phones. They're awful.
My Lord.
That is a fact.
He actually told me off the ear that the people on Twitch should be under house arrest,
really?
Which I thought was a little much.
Did, really?
Well, yeah.
Yes, he did.
I guess Ken's point is, well, if
Game
they...
Game dog, yeah.
If they have crappy phones, they probably don't know how to use, you know, the internet, so make it as easy as possible for
Listen,
them.
Listen, I have a great new phone, and I can't get into any freaking app that I have.
Given you a solution. And
it's just a disaster. This is why I didn't get a new phone. Hmm. When people like you were like, oh, what is that, an iPhone 2? I was like, I'm fine with it. Then the thing, completely S's the bed. I have to get the 13. I can't get any of my apps.
I told you, just fix the screen on your
phone. I can't
get
anything.
When you can't get your apps, you get very angry.
I told you yesterday, I can't get back on Uber or Uber Eats.
All right.
I can't get my GD Instagram back.
You've gone 70 hours without spinach artichoke dip.
Right. It's a disaster.
You, without IG, you're just like an Australian on a walkabout, mate.
How am I supposed to get... I'm going to have to drive all the way to Newton to get a pizza from DNA, which is the best pizza place on the East Coast. I got to go all the way to get one because my freaking Uber Eats thing, I can't get it back on my phone.
Why can't you get that?
Because I signed up for everything with old emails that I no longer have.
Right. But you just don't have your password for anything?
I don't have how would I have passwords? They were in. I put them in my old phone.
Right.
A note?
Yeah, in a note.
Right. That's the stupidest thing imaginable.
That's not secure.
Yeah,
that's not secure.
Where else would you put it?
Right. Just remember it. You use the same password for everything.
Right. So that's smart.
I thought you weren't supposed to use the same password for anything.
So you write it in your notes. So if somebody steals your phone, they're like, oh, well, there's all of his passwords.
They got to unlock the phone.
Well, no, it's not in there under passwords. It's under asswords pay. It's in Latin.
And Courtney, I was in NEMA. He has a safe with a post-it that has the code on it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
The show of a 72, you're graduating class.
And a lot of people out there, I've seen a lot of people, they're very upset with you.
Why?
Because they follow Greg Hill on IG.
Yeah.
And now it's like they're not getting their daily fix it at. They're like, yo.
I can't post anything about the show, about the – I'm going to have to do one of those things that you guys do. You Instagram influencers.
Oh.
Are you a millennial?
I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider myself
I'm going to have to do at some point # Bahamas photo dump.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yes.
I think that the people would like that.
That's a better tease than Milbury's.
Because I've been getting like, yo, what happened to Greg? Is he no longer on the...
Yeah,
where is
yeah.
he?
I know. It's a nightmare.
I follow my IG. Is he gone? What happened?
It's an absolute nightmare.
Did he get
Zuckerberg
banned?
Just tweeted usage of Instagram up 60% the last 5 days. I tried
when it came to passwords. I tried what I thought it was, which was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that didn't work.
Right.
All right. We will be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.